Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
This is day 53 of the Letters of John. Today's title is No Greater Joy. Boyd Bailey said, "Greater joy is the outcome of children who walk in the truth. Parents are joyful. Grandparents are joyful. Mentors are joyful. The children are joyful. So children walking in truth is an excellent goal for parents. Walk in the truth yourself, while at the same time training your children to do the same. Truth walking is a joyful thing." Our text today is 3 John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. "The elder, to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you, and that you may be in good health, as it goes well with your soul. For I rejoice greatly when the brothers came and testified to your truth, as indeed you are walking in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth." We begin John's third letter in our devotional today. 3 John is the shortest book in the Bible. When you read those words, you might think 2 John has 13 verses and 3 John has 15 verses, so 2 John is the shortest book. Yet 2 John has 245 Greek words, and 3 John only has 219 words in the original language. This fact makes 3 John the shortest book in all of Scripture. And, as we will see today, the shortest book speaks absolutely the greatest joy. 3 John is written to the beloved Gaius, whom John truly loved. In verse 2, John prayed for everything to go well with Gaius, physically and spiritually. He prayed for a healthy body and a nourished soul. In our society, many people focus on one to the exclusion of the other. Some people spend hours a day exercising their physical body, eating right, and living for a healthy heart. Yet, these same people may spend 5 minutes working on their spiritual lives. The reverse is also true. There are people who spend hours in the Word, but fall to the sin of gluttony, and do not take care of the physical temple that houses the Holy Spirit of God. In 3 John, John prays for a balance of growth in both areas of Gaius's life. A healthy soul and a healthy body make a powerful combination as we seek to live closer to Christ. In the verses that follow, John describes his joy for the beloved friend. The Life Application Bible Commentary and Preaching the Word Commentary give the following explanation of 3 John 1, 3-4. In verses 3 and 4, John rejoiced greatly that his dear friend Gaius was faithful to the truth and living out the truth. John's faithful ministry had given birth to many spiritual children. Some of these, no doubt, came to faith in Christ through John's direct ministry. Since John was an apostle, all were in some way under his spiritual leadership. Like an old professor who learns that his former students have now distinguished themselves in their respective disciplines, nothing provides John any greater joy than to hear reports that my children are walking in the truth. To walk in the truth means living out the truth by expressing it in one's behavior. Gaius was doing this, and John had no greater joy than to see it happen in the life of one of his spiritual children. Joy is the fruit of the life of every believer as they walk in the truth of God's Word. Joy is the glorious result of godly growth. When you love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, the closer you get to Him in your personal relationship, the more elated you become. God's passions become your loves. Since God is passionate about others, you begin to truly love other people with a Christ-like love. The more you love others in the truth, the greater your excitement becomes to see them grow in their personal relationship with God. As this progression happens in your life, a deep residing joy occurs when you witness those you love experiencing more of the transforming power of Jesus. John said that he had no greater joy than to hear the people he loved were walking in the truth. John, in the later years of his life, was still experiencing the joy of Jesus. Our greatest joys will always be experienced when we see those we love most grow in their walk with the one who loves them more than we do. There is no greater joy. Here are some questions for today. What does 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20 say about the importance of your physical health? What do Jesus' words in Matthew 4:4 say about the significance of your spiritual health? In what ways do you experience joy as you watch your children or those you mentor grow in the truth of God's Word? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.